In many ways, the debate is the same for Senator Faith Winter, finding a way to give moms more than 2 weeks to be at home with their newborns. But getting there may mean giving up parts of her dream.
The biggest change is last year it was a social insurance program where every employee and every employer paid into a state-run program. This changes it because it's run to ensure a private market that's affordable.
In other words, the latest version won't be as ambitious or impactful. As written now, only companies with more than 20 employees will have to provide a leave program. And the length of time has been cut from 12 weeks to 8 weeks.
I don't think out of the gate this is going to be something or can be something that is going to be universal. It's just too much to take on all at once.
And Governor Jared Polis is the biggest reason why. He made it clear at the start of the session that he doesn't support having the state run the program itself.
We want to make sure that the state's not on the hook from a fiduciary perspective, that taxpayers aren't at any risk from it.
So Winter worked with the governor on a new draft of the bill.
He has been very involved and is extremely on board with this plan.
And she's making other changes to gain support. For example, the bill would not apply to seasonal workers like those at ski resorts, but Winter hopes it will eventually be expanded to include them.
Ultimately, in 2027, it goes to 12 weeks of paid leave with a rulemaking that will work to set goals towards universal coverage, both for small businesses, seasonal workers, and we will get to where everyone in Colorado has paid leave.
We all want people to be able to care for the people that they love, for their family members.
But there are still skeptics.
The reality is you peel this onion down all the way to its core, and at its core is an enormous tax.
Republican Senator Paul Lundeen says he'll fight against it when it reaches his committee. He fears a new state program would hurt small businesses.
We don't want the government getting in the way, shutting down a wonderful program to roll out something that may not even be sustainable over time because the tax consequences, the economic consequences, can be so negative that the whole thing falls like a house of cards at some point down the road.
My friends on the Republican side of the aisle would rather deal in tax credits, but if we're dealing in tax credits, low-income workers would never have access, in my opinion, to something like this.
Winter knows she faces opposition, but believes the bill will save lives.
I've met cancer patients that skip their second round of chemotherapy because they can't afford to lose their job, because their choice is to either battle cancer or not be able to pay rent. And when you're battling for something that saves lives, you can't stop working for it.
So with so much at stake, is there a plan Senator Lundeen and other critics will accept? He says there's always a way forward.
You need to have something that's sustainable, and you need to do something that pulls people into a system, because if people choose to opt into something, it will have a greater likelihood of surviving, being sustainable, and continuing on. Using government fiat to force something that may or may not be economically sustainable usually ends in tears.
While Winter would have preferred a universal model like the one that failed last year, she thinks the compromises she's made will get enough support to get it passed even without Lundeen's vote. More than a dozen states have debated bills like Colorado's in recent years, but only 8, including California and New York, have passed their own paid family leave programs. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.